Chapter 3
Hey, Katie, where are you going?
Suzanne asked as she ran after her best friend.
I can't stand this fighting anymore, Katie told her.
Then stop hanging around with the boys, Suzanne suggested. They started it all. Katie wanted to tell Suzanne that that wasn't true. Suzanne had actually started it all by having an all-girl party. But Katie already had one best friend refusing to talk to her. She couldn't take it if Suzanne ignored her, too.
Katie, come on outside, Suzanne said. We're going to play double Dutch jump rope. Mandy and Zoe have already said that they'll be steady enders.
That was good. Mandy and Zoe were the only ones who knew how to turn both double Dutch jump ropes at the same time without getting them tangled.
Okay, Katie agreed. Just let me run back to the classroom and get my jean jacket.
Great! I'll see you out on the playground, Suzanne said with a grin.
The classroom was empty. Katie ran in, grabbed her jacket, and headed straight for the door. But before she could leave the room, she felt a strange breeze tingle against the back of her neck. Katie put on her jacket and raised the collar around her neck, but she could still feel the breeze blowing. She looked around the room. The windows were all shut. The breeze was obviously not coming from outside.
Oh no, Katie cried out. Not again!
The magic wind was back, and she knew there was nothing she could do to stop it. The wind began to circle strongly around Katie. Her red hair whipped wildly around her head. The tornado swirled faster and faster. Katie held onto a desk so she wouldn't blow away. She closed her eyes tightly and tried not to cry.